Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I will be doing a summary slash review on the book Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future. This is a biography by Ashley Vance. Essentially, it pretty much just goes through Elon Musk's life from childhood all the way to where he is today. So we start off in South Africa, where Elon Musk was born. You know, he, from an early age, he developed a talent and interest in, you know, software engineering and science. You know, they said something like when he was 12, he built his own computer game, programmed his own computer game, which is pretty amazing. But his childhood wasn't so great. You know, he was bullied in school. He had a lot of family issues. He had an abusive parents, and his childhood wasn't the best. But over time, he would go to the U.S. Where he would attend UPenn. He studied physics and economics, and then he went to grad school at Stanford, but dropped out. And so at this point where he dropped out of Stanford, it was kind of like a critical juncture for Elon. This is when he started his first company, Zip2. Which he would later sell for about $307 million, and this was in his late 20s. And then so after that, he used that money to start what we now know as PayPal. He started with his brother and Peter Thiel, which was a person I did a review on his Zero to One book earlier. But he founded PayPal, and then he would sell PayPal for, you know, roughly the same, $300-400 million, to Google. And then after that, this is where, you know, the story gets really interesting. You know, that's using the capital acquired through PayPal, he founded SpaceX, in 2012. And then shortly after, we had, Tesla and Solar City. So around the same time, he was building these three companies, SpaceX, as we know, as trying to commercialize space exploration, Tesla, as we know, paving the way for electrical cars, and trying to pioneer ending the use of, you know, fossil fuels and gas-powered cars. And then Solar City, which would be his renewable energy company. And, you know, the book tells an amazing story that I didn't really know, which was there was a certain point in time where both companies were dying. Both companies were at the verge of failure. He had about $30 million left in his pocket, and he had to make a decision. He could either put $30 million into one company, and that company would for sure survive, or he could split the difference, put $10 million in each company, and potentially have all of them die. And you know, he described it as like, you know, which baby do you save? And it was a really tough decision for him. And he ended up splitting the difference and putting $10 million in each of the companies. And you know, the rest is history. And then you know, it was also interesting how they talk about his other companies that he's starting, which was the Boring Company, which was the underground tunnels in LA, the Hyperloop Transportation, which is a company that he's developing through a high-speed train system, and then Neuralink, which is actually one of the most interesting things. He's building a company that essentially allows you to connect to the internet through your brain. So it's like a chip implant. It's almost like out of a movie. It's a chip implant that goes into your brain, And that connects you directly to the web. It's pretty crazy stuff. They're already testing on monkeys. They're reaching the stage of testing on humans. So we could potentially see that in the near future. There's so many great lessons to learn from this book. The idea of having purpose in life. You know, from an early age, Elon Musk was driven by the idea that he wanted to give humanity a better shot to sustain life. Obviously that's a big purpose to have, but he stuck by it. And even through failure, there's a great quote. He said something like, he knew that the probable outcome would be failure, but he did all those things anyway because he knew it was very important to him and to advance our civilization. And I thought that was a very big thing to learn. Another big takeaway is that, we create and we control, our future and the human race's future. He is the definition of stepping out into the unknown. It's crazy to think that this guy is doing all these things and he's just one guy. Of course, he's got many people helping him. but no one ever said that, starting a space exploration company is easy or, we know what the outcome is, because there's just so much that we don't know about all these things. And he took the leap forward, and he showed his courage, his bravery, to pursue something that really mattered to him. Overall, I thought it was a great book. I learned a lot about him that I didn't already know. I had known Elon Musk and his work a little bit, but I thought it gave a really good insight. I think that it's less of like a business book and more of just kind of like an inspirational book. I think that if there's a reader out there that wants to be inspired to think big and think about big problems, I think that this would be definitely an amazing book for them. Because, just the scale of how he thinks and how he displays himself is definitely truly inspirational. 10 out of 10 for sure. Would highly recommend.